Next, a very special edition of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Put your hands together. Come on, Sydney. Hey. That's good. Let's sing it out loud. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Here we go. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Sounds good. Till I am a soul on fire. Yeah.
Recently, thousands gathered in Sydney, Australia, to hear the teaching of a familiar voice, Dr. Michael Youssef. At the event, the gospel message was boldly proclaimed, and more than 350 people responded to the invitation, and all in attendance were challenged in their faith. Now, we're sharing portions of that special evening with you today, inviting you for a firsthand look at the expanding outreach ministry of Dr. Youssef and Leading the Way.
The first invitation, come to me. Jesus is inviting you to come to Him, who's the only Savior and Lord. Jesus is inviting you to come from sin to salvation. He's inviting you to come from enslavement to sin to freedom. He's inviting you to come from death to life. He's inviting you to come from darkness and sorrow to light and joy. And the second invitation is to come and learn. This second invitation cannot be accomplished without Christian fellowship with other believers, because they encourage one another and uplift one another. But there is a prerequisite to this coming and learning from Jesus. Prerequisite. Take my yoke. Take my yoke. You cannot learn from Jesus unless you accept Jesus. See, the word yoke here is a figure of speech. Now, those of you who English is second language, you understand some of the challenges. And when I came here 54 years ago, I had some challenges, having grown up with Semitic languages and trying to explain things. And it was very difficult. But you see, the word yoke here is a figure of speech. Unless you understand it that way, you will be confused. It means come and submit to me. It means come and serve me. It means come and surrender to me. Oh, but there's also a play on words that's very, very, very Semitic. A yoke, by its very nature, is heavy and will make you weary if you put it on your shoulder. I've seen oxen with heavy yokes going around and around and around. By very nature, yokes are heavy. The yoke of sin is filled with pain and guilt and shame and regret. But today, you can throw off that yoke and take Jesus' yoke. You say, wait a minute, Michael, am I going to replace one yoke with another? Well, you're very clever if you actually thought it. Because Jesus' yoke is very easy. Jesus' yoke is very light. Jesus' yoke is a featherweight. His yoke is filled with joy and peace. His yoke is good and uplifting. His yoke is kind and filled with blessings. Now, my dear friends, I came all the way here to tell you, whether we like it or not, whether we know it or not, every human being that is ever born of a woman is born with a yoke. Every one of us. And either it is the crushing yoke of sin and guilt, or it is the yoke of Jesus, which is filled with joy and peace. And that is why Jesus also promised everyone who accepted his invitation that his yoke, that is his guidance in life, is extremely light. It's a delight. It's a delight. Sin, which is our declaring our independence of God, want to be the kings of our own castles, want to be the captains of our own ship. That is the root of sin. My friends, living with Christ is joyous. Living without Christ can be crushing. His leading for us is pure delight. First of all of human suffering under double trouble, burden and weariness. Secondly, Jesus offers double invitations. First, come to me, and second, submit to me. Surrender to me. Learn from my word. And thirdly, that's where I come in finally to the third doubles here, and it's double blessing. Double blessing. Don't miss what I'm going to tell you, please. Don't miss this. The Christian message is a truthful message. There is no false advertising in coming to Jesus. There is no small print in that invitation that Jesus issued. There is no fake news. Only good news. Only truthful news. And that is why I tell people when I debate with other scholars, and I said, you know, Christianity, we are not afraid of people bring critical questions. Question the faith. We're not afraid of it. In fact, we encourage it. We invite it. And I was talking to a religious leader of another religion, and he said to me, I used to beat people up if they asked questions about our religion. I told him it's sin to ask questions. No. Bring all of your questions. Bring all of your questions. Jesus is bigger than all of your questions. Amen. Christian faith tells you everything up front. No false or misleading advertising, no misinformation in the Christian faith. And here is Jesus saying, come to me, all of you who are tired of the toil of this life and the weariness of this life. All of you are tired of guilt and shame, and I'll give you rest. As I said, and I'm going to repeat it, only Jesus can give you rest. Only Jesus. Religion will place you under heavy burden. Religious system designed with lists of do's and don'ts, that's going to place you under a huge burden. But not Jesus. Why? Because only Jesus can wash away all of your sin and guilt. Because only Jesus, who shed his blood on the cross of Calvary to give you rest and to give rest to everyone who will accept his invitation and come to him, only Jesus can give you that rest. Why? Only Jesus. Because he created you. He created us. He knows every cell in our body. He knows every nook and cranny in our brains. And as our Creator, he knows what blesses us. He knows what blesses you individually. And he does not just pass them on. He gives it to you individually. That meets your need individually. Because he knows you by name. He loves you by name. And he wants you to come to him by name. As your Creator, he knows what brings you peace of mind. And here, Jesus specific about what kind of rest he'll give you. The rest is a free gift. You cannot buy it with all of the money in the world. You cannot earn it if you worked every day for 100 years. It only depends on whether you accept his invitation or not. I pray to God that you will tonight. That you will tonight. The rest that only he can give you is the rest of faith. The rest that only he can give you is the rest of pardon and forgiveness. The rest that only he can give you is the rest from sin by giving you power over sin. Let me tell you something very important about Jesus' forgiveness of sin. When you come to him, he doesn't just forgive you today, but he forgives you today. All of your past sins, all of the present sins, and all of your future sins. And as a godly woman by the name of Corrie Ten Boom used to say, when Jesus took away your sins and he threw them in the deepest sea, he put a sign out there, he said, no fishing allowed. The rest that Jesus gives you is like that, the trust of a child asleep in his mother's arm. Will you accept his invitation? Will you accept his invitation? Here's what you can expect when you accept Jesus' invitation. The internal war, you know what I'm talking about. The internal war inside of you will find rest. The external storms will be stilled by Him. Your mind conflict will experience peace. When you come to Jesus, His rest and His peace will fill your heart and your mind. Even when you face all of the regular problems of life. And let me tell you something. It's only a deceptive person will tell you that when you come to Jesus, you will have no problems. I want to testify to you that in 1964, March 4th, 1964, when I came to Jesus, my problems multiplied. But I wasn't alone. He carried my burdens. If you read my biography, Trust and Obey book, you would say, I faced all kinds of things. But Jesus was there every step of the way. He delivered me again and again and again. So He'll be with you no matter what you face. In fact, He'll be with you especially when you face problems. Jesus Himself will be your resting place. And I believe that all of us who know physical rest and know how refreshing it is when you're physically exhausted and tired. I remember one time I was traveling around the world and I had hardly slept for 3 nights, maybe 2 hours on the average. And I will never forget, I got on that plane of Air India and I literally crashed until they woke me up and they said, we're in Delhi. And then when I went to the hotel in Delhi, I slept for 2 days. The rest, the exhaustion. You see, good sleep can happen when you're mentally tranquil. Good sleep can happen when you're free from worry. And that can happen spiritually. That can happen mentally. And the Bible, speaking of Jesus, it says, He is our peace. So the peace that He gives you is none other than He Himself. You have Jesus Himself. And here Jesus' double blessing is not only rest for your soul, is not only a total assurance of eternal life with Him forever in heaven, but also contentment in this life. Some of you might be asking, well, Michael, how come only Jesus can give you all of that? Because Jesus is the only God-man who died for you. He's the only perfect, sinless God-man who took all of the punishment of sin of everyone who would come to Him and respond to Him. And He is the only one who rose from the dead, never to die again. And no one, none of these so-called founders of religion could ever pull this one off. He rose from the dead, never to die again. He's the only one who never died again. Even Jesus Himself, He raised several people from the dead, including Lazarus. Every one of them have died. Jesus is the only one who rose from the dead, never to die again. And thus He defeated the greatest enemy of all, death. Death. My neighbors who were so living in terror and fear during COVID, and I would ask them, what are you afraid of? Dying. That's our greatest enemy, death. But He conquered death and the grave. His resurrection, which was witnessed by hundreds of people, have conquered death and the grave. That because of these eyewitnesses who saw Jesus crucified, buried, and rise again, all of these followers were glad to die for Him. They were counting it joy to suffer for His name. They considered themselves privileged to be persecuted for His sake. And every one of the disciples except John died a martyr's death, and they did it with great joy. Let me finally tell you something the Apostle Paul said about that resurrection. It's very important, very important. In Acts chapter 17, the Apostle Paul said, because of this resurrection of Jesus, He became the only one who's qualified to be your judge and my judge. You see, that's what gave Him the qualification to be the judge. And you have a choice. You can receive Him as your Savior, Redeemer, Friend, Lord, or you can reject Him and then face Him in the day of judgment as your judge. The choice is yours. The Apostle Paul said, times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now He commands everyone everywhere to repent. Why? He has appointed a day in which he will judge the world by this man Jesus, and he gave proof. He gave proof that he will be the judge, that he's qualified, the only one qualified to be our judge, by raising him from the dead. Now I'm going to come to a solemn moment, to the end. Real rest for your soul is only available when you come to Jesus, when you yield to Christ, when you follow him. But that's the first step. Then the rest of your life, you become a disciple of Jesus, a disciple of Christ. The first step toward heaven begins here on earth. You know, the day I was converted to Christ, I went over to the shoeshine boy and to the tailor, to everybody that I knew in my hometown. I was witnessing to them. It surprised them because I did not have the best of reputations. But I told them how Jesus forgave my sins. And from that day on, I tell everybody. And I don't miss an opportunity to tell anybody. And it grieves me when I share Christ with someone and outright reject the invitation. My wife would tell you this. A man in our building, he came from Israel, penniless, dreamed of becoming wealthy. He established a very successful business, huge business. Single man, never married, never had children. And every time I'm down on the treadmill in the gym, he was my gym buddy, he comes. I thought he was glutton for punishment. Because every time, hey, I'm running. And I'm telling him, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you to repent. He's your Messiah. And I'm constantly sharing Christ with John. Until one day he said to me, there's no hope for me. It's too late for me. He's younger than me. A few weeks later, after this last conversation, one of my neighbors called and he said John was found dead with a drug overdose in his unit. Beloved, what can profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and lose their own soul? He built a huge business, left it behind. But thank God that's not the only story. Thank God that is not the only time that I have found this, because I can tell you every single day my team are sharing with me about how many people, thousands of them in 195 countries were leading the way, and the Kingdom Sat is broadcast. Thousands are coming to Christ, and they come to him and they accept his invitation. They live in peace on the earth, even though they face persecution, even though some of them will sign their own death warrant, and yet the joy on their faces when I meet with them, and they're excited about loving Jesus and dying for Jesus because Jesus loved them. But there's something very important I want to tell you before I close. You don't first try to improve yourself in order to be accepted by God. Did you get that? This I used to think. Growing up in a Christian home, I was filled with guilt. And I knew. And I would say, if I clean up my act, God will accept me. If I improve, God will accept me. If I just get better, God will accept me. How wrong I was. You don't need to first reform yourself before you come to him. You don't need to first clean up your act, as it were, before you come to him. You don't have to do anything other than come to him. That's all you need to do. Come to Jesus. When you come to him, just as you are, he will do all of the cleaning that is necessary in your life, as he does in me. He will do all that is needed to be done to give you his double blessings. A songwriter many years ago put it this way: just as I am, without one single plea, except for your blood that was shed for me. That's the only plea. And that you, bidding me, inviting me to come to you. O Lamb of God, I come. Will you come to him? Will you accept his invitation? Come to me, all who are burdened, and I will give you rest.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was grace that taught my heart to fear and erase my fears. Really, how precious did that grace appear? The eye I first
Thank you for listening to a very special event that originated from Sydney's International Convention Center, where many gathered to hear Dr. Michael Youssef teach from God's Word and share the simple gospel.
It is the value of your soul that caused the God of power and might to hang helplessly on a wooden cross.
Because God loves you.
He really loves you.
I was on a spiritual seeking journey. I was trying to find myself spiritually. So I was just looking into something, someone, reaching out somewhere spiritually to find myself.
We ended up going to a New Age church. The people were talking about dead people and wanted to connect to them. But it wasn't until I started having demonic attacks I realised what I was caught in. I felt stuck. I thought there was no way out. I knew I needed help. I come home from work one day and something clear in me said, call out for help. And I just looked up at the ceiling and I said, if you're there, I surrender to you. And 3 nights later, I have that encounter with Jesus. He tells me he loves me.
I did not believe a word he said, not until his character started changing.
God was drawing her and I think she started to believe.
We were continually going to places, events, conferences, trying to find a hit of God.
We ended up going to the event of Dr. Youssef. He talked about rebellion is the only core root of sin, and that comes from us. We choose to rebel.
Whenever we talk about sins, we're talking about the fruit. But the fruit is not going to be taken care of unless the root has been taken care of.
I remember Holy Spirit was drawing me closer. I was seeking more. I knew there was more to whatever I was experiencing. And I stood up and said, you know, I put my hands up. I said, I want more. I need more. I know there's more.
When you humbly accept His dying on that cross to be for your redemption, you will find eternal life. You will be assured of heaven.
The enemy's not going to give up. He's still going to come and come and come, and he comes after you, especially if you're going to tell truth and bear all and give yourself to God completely. You've got the choice. Are you going to listen to those lies or are you going to push through the truth?
Yep, that's it.
Please remember that Leading the Way is listener-supported, relying on the faithful prayers and financial support of listeners like you. Take just a moment to learn ways that Leading the Way is taking the gospel across 6 continents and in 28 of the world's most spoken and understood languages. Visit ltw.org. You can also call us 866-626-4356. That's ltw.org and 866-626-4356.
My soul, my sin.
This program is furnished by Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. Connect with us through our YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, and all of our social media networks. Learn more at ltw.org.